Today's first scripture reading comes from Ephesians. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so they may see your good deeds and glorify our God in heaven. The word of God for the people of God.
All right, three of our youth are going to share, but they went some strange way to get here, so I don't know where they are. Oh, good, good, they're here. That makes the pastor nervous. I am excited to introduce these youth who will be reflecting on our experience together, starting with Riley.
Hi, my name is Riley Schaefer, and I'm going into 11th grade. This year, I went on the youth mission trip to Harlan County, Kentucky. This was the second mission trip I've been on. On this mission trip, I was one of the older kids, and I didn't really know anyone on the trip besides seeing them at youth group. On this trip, I feel like I got to know everyone more than I did before this trip. So on the trip, there were three different teams, and I was on Team Onion. We get to the home and learn that the homeowner's name was Amber. When I first met Amber, she was so welcoming to the team I was on, and from what I've heard from the other teams, their homeowners were also very welcoming to them. On that first day, we had no idea what we were doing, but we eventually figured it out along the way. We were very tired and hungry when lunch came, so we sat under this canopy with chairs for everyone to sit at. We made sandwiches and had enough for Amber to join us for lunch. So we all had lunch together in a circle under this canopy and had some very meaningful conversations with each other, including how important it is to go to school and staying alongside family through hard times. Those types of meaningful conversations showed me a new perspective on something I already knew. It made me realize how important my family is to me, even if we sometimes argue. This also related to my team as well. We were kind of struggling to finish putting up insulation on the home. There were points I doubted myself, and maybe some of my teammates could agree that we were in a difficult situation. But I kept Amber in my thoughts and kept telling myself how much this would help her and her family. Later in the week, Team Egg had successfully finished their home, so they were able to come to my team's house to help us try and finish. Even though the heat was not on our side, we all cheered each other on, and that team spirit really kept me going. So I want to thank Team Egg and my own team for being the light for not only Amber and her family, but also for me, and for pushing myself to do the best I can. Amber was the light for me because of her amazing hospitality and her welcoming attitude. I bet she really appreciated what we did for her and her home. But just a meaningful conversation that anyone had with her could have meant a lot to her as well. To end my reflection, I want everyone to think about how you can be the light for someone. Now, you don't have to fix someone's house to be the light for somebody. It's as simple as putting a smile on your face and saying hi to someone, or having a positive attitude. You could be the light for someone and not even know it. I want to challenge you to reflect on your day and think, how was I the light for someone today? How can I be the light for someone tomorrow? If you do this, you can start making someone's day a little brighter every day. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Atlas Ireland. This fall, I will be going into my sophomore year of high school. Going to ASP was my fourth time going on a service project with the church. I've learned to try and go into the trip with little expectations, since what we are told to or hear about isn't always what we actually end up doing. But when I heard we were going to a small town in Kentucky, it's safe to say I was worried. People stereotype so they feel like they can see into what is different or unknown. No matter how much I wish I could say that I don't stereotype people, that would be a lie. In the weeks leading up to the trip, I was praying that everything would be okay, hoping my past experiences of people not being what a stereotype says about them will continue. On our first morning heading to the worksite, I was excited and extremely nervous. When we introduced ourselves to the homeowner, she looked us up and down before greeting our group with a wide smile. Pretty quickly, all of my fears started to dissolve as the homeowner told me about her work in daycares and with kids who have mental disabilities. During lunch, we were interested in her life just as much as she was interested in ours. As the week went on, the homeowner shared her experience of being the neighborhood safe space, how for many teens, she became a parental figure they could trust. It became clear to me that she is a candle in the vast darkness of people's lives, accepting them for who they are, never turning them away from her doorstep, an unconditional love that she spreads everywhere she goes. On our second to last day, the homeowner approached me with a worried expression on her face. Gesturing to my shaking hands, she asked if I was all right. I'm a naturally shaky person because of the medication I take. Normally, people will notice it and say nothing, but not even knowing me for a week, she noticed a small detail about me and asked if I was all right out of concern. After explaining why I shake, she said she had noticed it earlier this week, but was worried that I would consider it rude. Thinking back to the moment, all that comes to mind is Jesus keeping an eye on the little children and caring for travelers, teaching them to be the light so many people choose. Teaching them to be the light. So many people choose to cover their light with a basket or try to cover other people's light because of their own pain. I've learned many different things on these trips, ranging from not judging someone by their situation to installing insulation. But this year, going along with the ASP theme, Be the Light, from Matthew's chapter 5, verse 16, that in the end, the biggest lesson you can learn is that no matter where you go, you will be a shining light for someone who is having a dark moment in life. Even if it's something small, like giving a blessing bag to an unhoused person on the corner, or something bigger, like joining us on the summer mission trip, even in a small group, our individual lights come together to make a blaze.
Hello everyone, my name is Ephraim Gillis and I am going into 8th grade. ASP was a great experience for me to learn how to do home repairs and connect with people. My homeowners' names were Serena and Cody. We helped them replace drywall, install trim, and floor coverings. But before we could install those floor coverings, we had to tear up this semicircle of flooring that didn't make sense why they put it there. But it had some really hard nails to tear up, and me and Dylan really struggled with that. But once Serena saw that, I saw the happiest face I had seen all week. That made me feel like I was the light. Speaking of seeing the light, that is ASP's motto this year. They wanted each volunteer to be the light during their week of service. The staff at ASP Harlan were super helpful, and every time they came to the sites, they had awesome suggestions. Our site coordinator's name was Victoria. She took Gil and I on a tour of our house. On the tour, she explained our building goals and told us that this was the week she hoped the house would be done. So on Thursday, we finished the house, and Victoria was excited, not only for her, but for our homeowners. My team's name was Egg, and when we finished that house, our homeowner was really sad because she had made really good connections with us, and we were sad because then we knew we would have to go make very good connections with someone else, but it wasn't that hard because the other people at Onion were super nice and cool to us. So, but anyway, during our week, it was our family's daughter's birthday. Her name was Gracie, and when we were around during the week, she was a little shy. So on the day before her birthday, we saw her doing her nails on this like Barbie minifigure that she had. It had hair, and you could just do everything to it that you wanted to. So we saw that, and so we got her some hair paint and some nails, and when we handed it to her the next day, she hid under her blanket, and so we just left it there and went back to work. But we went outside and had to grab some tools and stuff, and then she was doing her Barbie's hair and painting her nails, and that was made me feel like our group was being the light, not only just because we helped someone, we made her day that day, like that week. And it was cool to see how she changed, because like she started talking to us more, and she was actually like playing with the other people on my team. So as I mentioned earlier, we finished our house early and moved to another site. The house we moved to was named Onion. This is the house that the other speakers were talking about. When we got there, it was kind of a challenge to learn a completely new task. But here we were working on installing insulation and taping the seams up. Also, we were installing this metal flashing around the base of the home. All of this was a challenge, but Mike helped us find a way to do all the jobs and taught us. So, on the ASP trip, it changed how I knew I could be the light, and I am grateful for that. However, there is still a need for more people to be the light. So I challenge you all to be the light at least once this week, or next week, or the next week, whether it be volunteering or giving someone a smile when they're having a hard day. That's what I challenge you to do. Thank you for being here today to learn more about our trip.